Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Sibin, Rav Yosef, as well as for a continued for Shleim of David Meir Ben Mindel. Today's daf is Ksubis, daf Mem Gimel. And we left off at the words, Boimine Rabbi Avinu Meir Rav Sheshes, about six lines down on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. A very good morning to Yaakov, Yisrael, Moshe, Jeremy, Dr. Ron, Harav Dov Ben Yamin Mishneir Zalmandon, Chana Chanach, Avi Dr. Joe, Chaim, John, pleasure to have you, John, this morning, and Gershon Eitan, Tzvika, and Shlomo David, and Mordechai is somewhere in the building. We'll get him shortly. Here we go. Rabbi Avina mi Rav Sheshes. Rabbi Avina had a question of Rav Sheshes. Baruch atah Adonai Melech Cholam Shakol Yevaro. That wasn't his question. Bas Hanizonis Min Ha'achim. Here you have a situation. We're going to learn later in the Masechta that if the father dies, the husband dies. So in the Ksuba it says that you use the money that the brothers, the sons, are going to inherit from the father, you use the money to pay, to support the daughters. Use the money to support the daughters. The Gemara's question, the entirety of today's daf is going to be dealing with one question. And that is, if the daughters get money from the ksuba for food, if they make money, do the brothers get that money? You see, when dad supplies food to his daughters, he also gets the Maisei Yadayim of his daughters. When dad's alive, he gets the Maisei Yadayim of his daughter, and in return for the fact that he gets all the money that they make, he provides food for them. So now you have a situation where the guy father dies. So the Tanai Ksuba says that one of the Tanai Ksuba is that even though the boys inherit all the money, the girls don't inherit, the boys inherit. So they get all this stuff, but the poor girls, they get to eat food off of the inheritance that the boys inherited. So that's for sure they get to eat the food. But the question is, if they make money, do the brothers get the money? Or do they get to keep their own money? Even though they're getting food off the brothers' property. So that's the shayla. If you have a daughter, a katana or a nara, who's getting food off the inheritance from the brothers, do the brothers in turn get the money that she makes? Do we say that the brothers are in place of the dad? Just like when dad was alive, dad supported the daughters, but dad got the benefit from the Maisei Yadayim. Hachanami Maisei Yadel Achin. So do we say here too? Hachanami here too, Maisei Yadel Achin. That since the brothers are feeding her, well, it's only fair that they should get the Maisei Yadayim, just like dad did. Oidilma loidami la'av. No, maybe this is not exactly the same. Hasam mididei mitazna. When dad was alive, the daughters were eating from his money. So it makes sense that he should get their Maisei Yadayim. Hacha lav mididhu mitazna. However, the girl, when dad is dead, the girls are not really eating off the money of the brothers. The girls are eating off the money that the brothers inherited from the father. It's not their own money. It's money that they inherited. So maybe if it's just money that they inherited, maybe they don't get the Maisei Yadayim. And maybe the girl gets to eat the Maisei Yadayim herself. That's the Shiloh. Says the Gemara Amar Lei, so Rav Sheshes, remember, for the very end of today's daf, one of the classic, we say this all the time, but sometimes at the very end of the daf, you got to remember what happened all the way at the beginning of the daf. So let's remember Rav Sheshes. So Amalei Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes said back to Rabbi Avina. This was a question that Ravina asked Rav Sheshes. Amalei Rav Sheshes ran to Ravina, Tenisua. We can learn this answer to this question from a Mishnah later on, a daf Tzavet Sadi Heyamid Beis in Ksubas. Almana Nizonis Menichse Yisomen. Umaisi Yadeh Shelahen. That an almana, we know, she gets to eat also off of the nechasim that the father leaves over to the yisomim. The almana gets to eat off that food. And yet, even though the almana gets to eat food off of the nixa yisomim, they have to support her. Nevertheless, therefore, umaisi adeh shalahen. And the Mishnah says, it's quid pro quo. If she gets to eat off of their nechasim, well, then they get to get the money that she makes. So too, says the Gemara, if the almana gets to eat from the nechasim yisomim, and yet we say her maisi adayim, and therefore we say her maisi adayim go back to the brothers, well, it would stand to reason that the same thing should be true about the daughters. If the daughters get to eat from the property of the brothers, well, then the brothers should get the maisi adayim of the daughters. Says the Gemara, not necessarily so. Okay, but that's Rav Sheshis. Let's remember. That's Rav Sheshis' shita, that the brothers get the maisi adayim of the daughters, just like the brothers get the maisi adayim of the almana. Says the Gemara, mi dami. Says the Gemara, no. Rav Sheshis may not be correct. How can you compare a guy's relationship with his wife to his relationship with his daughters? Says the Gemara, mi dami. Almanaso lo nichalei baharvacha. Says the Gemara, maybe when it comes to a man's wife, he doesn't want her to get to keep her extra money that she makes. Not extra, meaning the money itself. He doesn't have any interest in the almana getting great food, getting so much food. So it makes sense that the almana's maisi adayim should go to the brothers. However, bito nichalei baharvacha. Maybe it's in the dead father's best interest that his daughter have a lot of money. That she not only get the money that she eats, but even the money that she makes, she should get to keep. Why? Because she wants her to have an easy time getting married. And the more nidunya, the more dowry she has, more people are going to want to marry her. Amenasal nichalei barvacha. Bito nichala barvacha. She wants people to, that's the Marshal explains Bidas Rashi, that the reason why she wants it is because so she'll have a big nidunya, she'll have a big dowry, so that she'll have a lot of money, and people generally want to marry girls who have a lot of money. So we'll talk about that maybe a different time. We'll talk about that. Yes, says the Gemara, Lememra debito adifale malmanaso. Really, you think that when you're comparing the widow versus the daughters, that a dead man would rather his daughters have more money than to rather his wife have more money? Really? Says the Gemara of Hamar Rabbi Abba Rabbi Yosi, Aslo Amana Eitzel Abbas, Kebas Eitzel Achim Ben Chas Muatin, Ma Habas Eitzel Achim, Habas Nizonis V'Achim Yishal Al Apsachim, Af Amana Eitzel Abbas, Amana Nizonis V'Abbas Teshal Al Apsachim. So the Gemara tries to learn out that this is not correct from a sugya in Bava Basra. What's the sugya in Bava Basra? Let's say a person leaves over very, very little. He has a very, very little inheritance. There's only enough for, let's say he leaves over sons and daughters, and there's only enough for one of them to eat food off of his inheritance. So who gets the food? The sons or the daughters? On the one hand, the sons are the real inheritors. On the other hand, nebuch, if you're going to give it to the sons and not the daughters, they're going to starve. So the Gemara says, Asu almana eitzel abbas. So there's two different cases we're comparing here. There's a case where there's an almana left over with daughters, just an almana and daughters. And there's another case where there's daughters and sons left over. So says the Gemara, Aso almana eitzel abbas, kebas eitzel achim, nechasim muatim, if he only leaves over very little. Mahabas eitzel achim. Just like when the father leaves over just daughters and sons. Habas nizones v'hakim yishtalu ala psachim. The halacha is that the poor girls, they get to eat the food. And the boys, let them go beg. They'll take care of themselves. The boys will be able to figure it out. They'll bite, scratch, steal, and beg. Whatever they need to do, they'll get food. But the nebuch, the poor daughters, how are they going to get food? So, if we have a choice to only give... One second. If we have a choice to only give girls or boys, we give the girls and not the boys. So too, let me just finish the sentence. So too, if you leave over the almana with the daughter, almana nizonis v'abas tishal apsachim. So the almana gets it, and the basket will have to go beg. The almana gets it. So you see that the almana is considered to be more chashuv than a bas. So maybe so too over here, Maybe with that. So you told me, Asvara, that the Bas is more chashev than the Almana. But from here, you see if there's only a little bit of food, the Almana gets the food and not the Bas. So you see that the man is going to favor his Almana over his Bas. Answers the Gemara, no. You can't compare this case to the case of the Maisi Yadayim, who he wants to end up with more money. Says the Gemara. The Gemara answers, no, it's not a Raya. It's not a Kasha against Rav Sheshes. Says the Gemara, no. In terms of having somebody to be embarrassed to have to go beg, yeah, then it's much more embarrassing for his wife to go beg than it is for his daughters to go beg. However, Linyan Harvacha, in terms of who he wants to end up with more money, so if as long as they all have the basic amount of money to eat, and when it comes to having more money than you need to eat, there he thinks that the extra money is more important for the daughter than for the almana. Yeah, John, I'm sorry, you had a question? Well, you're good. Good. Says the Gemara, good. Masiv Rav Yosef. Oh. So again, we're now going to try to continuously pulverize Rav Sheshes, because Rav Sheshes had this svara. Rav Sheshes says that just like the daughters eat off of the produce, off of the Yerusha, so the brothers get the Maisei Yadayim of the daughters. That's the working assumption. We'll see by the end of today's daf, we're going to reject this. But this is Rav Sheshes' assumption. Masa Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef asked against Rav Sheshes from our Mishnah that we learned in yesterday's daf. What did we learn in today's daf? What did it say in the Mishnah? Maisei Yadayim u'mitziyasa, afal pisha lo gavsa, even if she did not collect her Maisei Yadayim and mitziyah while the father was alive, nevertheless, it doesn't depend on the gvia. It's mammon. So mei sa'av, if the father dies, harei hein shel achin. Black and white. It says, when the father dies, the maisei yadayim of the daughters, of the daughter, even though she didn't collect mechayav, if the father dies, harei hein shel achin. She doesn't get to keep it. It says the Gemara. Taima de b'chai ha'av. Oh, the only time we say that the brothers get the ma'aseh yadayim of the daughter, that's only if she actually accrued that money. She made that money while the dad was alive. Hala achar misas ha'av. However, any money that she makes after the father dies, she gets to keep it herself. Le'atzma. My love, binizones. From the Stam Mishnah, it sounds like that she gets to keep her own Maisei Yadayim even if she's eating food off of the brothers against Rav Sheshes. Says the Gemara, who says, lo, b'she'ena nizonos. It's not a kasha against Rav Sheshes. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about a case only where she's not eating food off of the brothers. That's when she gets to keep her own Maisei Yadayim. But in a Chanami, if she was eating food off of the brothers, maybe the brothers would get her Maisei Yadayim like Rav Sheshes. Ask the Gemara, Ibishena Nizonis. If you want to tell me the Mishnah is talking about that she gets to keep her own food where the brothers aren't supporting her, Maila Memra. What in the world is the chiddush of that? That's obvious. If the brothers aren't supporting her, obviously the father's dead, the brothers aren't supporting her. Obviously she gets to eat. What's she supposed to live on? You want to just die? She has no money. If the brothers aren't supporting her, there's not enough money for the brothers to support her. The brothers don't have money to support her. Obviously, what do you think? She's just die? Obviously she gets to eat her own food if they're not supporting her. Says the Gemara, Va'afilu l'mand amar yochal harav lomar le'eved. Asei mi ve'inizancha. Even according to the one opinion, in Maseches Gittin, Yudbeis Amud Aleph, whether a master can say to his Eved Kanani, Asei imi ve'eini zancha, go beg for the money. I'm taking all the money that you make, but I'm not providing food for you. That an Adon is allowed to not give food to his Eved Kanani. He can say, go beg, go to the town square and beg from people, but I'm not paying you. An Eved is allowed to do such a thing. Adon is not, so I feel my name, Yochala Rav, Lomala Eved Kanani. I say, that's only by an Eved Kanani about which the Torah does not say, Kitov lo imach, that he's got to live with you. If you have good food, you got to give your Eved Ivri good food. If you sleep on two pillows, the Eved Ivri has to sleep on two pillows. Whatever you have, he's got to have also. Aval, 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 Aval Eved Ivri, Dichsiv Be'imach. Look, no, but an Eved Ivri, you're not allowed to say you're an Eved Ivri. I'm not going to feed you, but I'm going to take your money. Loi Kol Shekein Bito, Kal V'chomer, his daughter, that you can't say such a thing to that. And says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Ula, really, we could explain the words of the Mishnah, where it says that the daughter, after the father dies, the daughter gets to keep it. Amar Rabba Bar Ula, Loi Nitzach Ela La'ha'adofa. No. The Mishnah is talking about the extra stuff above and beyond the amount of money that her basic needs that she makes. Maybe when the Mishnah says that she gets to keep it, that's referring to the had. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Where do we need the chiddush? Right, we said the Mishnah is talking about a case where she's not being supported. So you might have thought, if she's not being supported, she can collect, she gets to keep the basic amount, but anything extra that she makes above and beyond the basic amount, that would go to the brothers. Kamashmalan, that no, not only does she get to keep, the brothers are not supporting her, not only does she get to keep the basic amount, which is obvious, she even gets to keep the ha'adafa, the extra stuff. She even gets to keep the dafa. Ah, says the Gemara. Now, this is such a fascinating pivot that the Gemara is going to make right now. So we have a good answer, la'adafa. Says the Gemara, come on, you don't think Rav Yosef knew that? You don't think Rav Yosef knew that? Amar Rav. So Rava asks against this that this answer of Rabba Bar Ula. The Gemara is going to ask against Rabba Ula. I'm a Rava. Gavra Rabba Karav Yosef Lo Yoda Deika Ha'adafa V'Kamosif Tiyufta. A great Talmud Chacham like Rav Yosef didn't know that we could have established the Mishnah as talking about Ha'adafa, and yet he asked the question anyway. He must have had a different reading that you can't say that. He didn't know that he could have given that answer. Ela Amar Rava. Therefore, Rava said, we must have misunderstood what Rav Yosef meant to say. Ela Amar Rava. Rav Yosef Mastisin Gufa Kashile. Rav Yosef, who asked the question from our Mishnah against Rav Sheshes, it was because he saw something in the Mishnah itself that didn't make any sense, and that's what caused him to ask in the Mishnah against Rav Sheshes. Namely what? Diktani. Because it states in the Mishnah as follows. What did the Mishnah say in that last line? That her money that she makes, or any lost object that she finds, even if she did not actually collect these things during the father's life, nevertheless they belong to the brothers. Now wait a second. The mitzia that she didn't collect? How do you have a case of mitzia that she didn't collect? The definition of mitzia means she found the thing. If she found it, it's already in her rishus. What are you talking about? Says the Gemara. Mitziasa miman gavio. What are you talking about? Maisei de mitziasa afal mishelo gavsa. That she gets to keep, and that they belong to the brothers. Mitziasa miman gavio. Elalav. So the mission itself makes no sense. That line of the mission makes no sense. So said Rav Yosef, we have to re-understand that line of the Mishnah to mean something totally different. Elalav, Hachi Ka'amar. This is what that last line of the Mishnah means. Maisa Yadea Kimitziyasa. That Maisa Yadaim have the same Allah as Mitziya. Ma Mitziyasa. Bechaye Ha'av La'av. La'achar Misa Sa'av La'atzma. Just like a lost object that she finds, for sure. If dad's alive, dad gets it. But if dad's dead, she gets it. Af maaseh de'anami, so to any money that she makes, b'chaya av la'av, when dad's alive, dad gets it, la'achar misas ha'av le'atzma. Must be, after the father dies, she gets to keep it herself and not the brothers, shma mina, and therefore this is a raya against Rav Sheshes, that any money that she makes afterwards, even if she's being supported by the brothers, she gets to keep her maaseh de'anami. It marnami or Rabbi Yehuda Marav bas hanizonis menachin. Yes, it marnami or Rabbi Yehuda Marav bas han. I'm sorry, daughters, not the almana. The daughters. We're talking about the daughters. Hey, right. Only the almana has to give back the stuff back, but the daughters get to keep the stuff herself. Correct. It marnami or Rabbi Yehuda Marav bas hanizonis menachin. A daughter who gets money from the brothers maase adela atzma. So we have basically Rabbi Yisrael machloikis. Rav Sheshes holds the money goes back to the brothers. Rav says, no, she gets to keep her own money based on Rav Yosef. Amar Rav Kahana, my taima. What's the reason that the brothers don't get her ma'asi a dime? Dichsev, because the Torah says by an Eved Kanani. V'snachaltem osam levnechem acharechem. An Eved Kanani you pass on to your sons. Osam levnechem v'lo benosechem levnechem. You can pass your Eved Kanani on to your kids, but your daughters do not get passed on to your sons. Magid she'en adam mayrish zuchus bito libeno. A person does not pass on an inheritance, rights that he has in his daughters to his sons. His sons don't get the inheritance rights that he had in his daughters. He does not pass that over to his sons. Ask the Gemara. Who says that this limud is talking about Maisa Yadayim? Maskif la rabba. Ve'ema bepito yabasu knosos v'chavolos akasim medaber. How do you know this pasuk when it says a person does not give over the zechuyos that he had in his daughter to his son? It's referring to Maisa Yadayim, which is the regular everyday money that she makes. Maybe this is only talking about weird stuff that he makes, like out-of-the-box stuff, like stuff that doesn't usually happen every day, very infrequent stuff, like Ve'ema bepito yabas, if she gets seduced or raped, or knasos, the chavalos, so she gets damaged, hakasa b'davar, maybe the puzzle, and we're going to see why, we'd see that in a second. V'chein tana Rabbi Chanina, and by the way, says Rabba, by the way, we learned a braisa in Rabbi Chanina who said exactly this. This is talking about, you know, infrequent types of things that the father gets once in a yovel. But stuff that the girl's making every single day, she goes to work every day, maybe that stuff he can be morish. Says the Gemara. Chavalos, tsara de gufaninu. So first of all, the Gemara says, what? He gets the rabbi said, what do the brises say? The chavalos. Whoa. The girl gets damaged and the brothers get the money for the chavala. She suffered the pain and the brothers get the money? Says the Gemara, chavalos sara de gufaninu. What do you mean she gets those payments? Answer the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef al-Chanina. Shepatza b'fanel. No, it refers to a place where the guy punched her in the face. So the guy punched her in the face, so her face is now completely disformed. And therefore, the father, that money, even though the actual pain or usually she'll get that herself, but in this case, if the guy punched her in the face and now she, it's going to be, the father's not going to, she's going to be worth less as a shifcha. For the father to be able to sell her, and therefore the Torah's mechadesh that the father gets those payments. In other words, even though the chavala of the guf she gets herself, but the father also could lose money from the chavala of the guf, and therefore, like in a case where he gets punched in the face and no one's going to buy her, so the father gets those payments if she's actually worth less now, and that's a chus. The father cannot be morish to his son. And the Gemara brings other opinions that say the same thing. Amarav Zeir, Amarav Mast, Amarav, Amilu, Amarav Zeir, Amarav Mast, Amarav, Bas Hanizonis Bina Achin, Maise Yadeh La'atzma. That the daughter who's getting food off of the brothers, so any money that she makes, she gets to keep, not the brothers. Dichsev, V'snachatem Osam L'vechem Acharechem, Osam L'vnechem, So even though we had one opinion before that said maybe this is only talking about wild, outlandish things, but regular things maybe the brothers do get, we see from here that no, it's not true. It's not true that in fact, not only on these wild, outlandish chiyuvim can you not be morish to your son, but even the regular day-to-day money that she makes. Amar le Avimi bar Papi, shakud amara. Avimi bar Papi said that this statement that you're quoting in the name of Rav, really, shakud said it. Who's shakud? Shakud manu, who's shakud? Shmuel. Shmuel was called shakud, you know why? Shkeda means he was a big masmid, he was shakud. He was very medactic in everything that he said. He wanted to be very careful to say the halacha perfectly. He was shokei. He was very, very careful about what he said. And that's why we paskin like him in Dini Mamonis, because he was very, very careful. He was always he was kishokade on the al dvar lasal so like a shkedia. He was very shokade. He was very careful in what he said. Ask the Gemara, what do you tell me Shmuel said? Vaharav Amara, answer the Gemara. Ema af shokod Amara. This statement against Rav Shishas was not only said by Rav, it was also said by Shmuel. Amar mar bar mimma the Rav Ashi, hochi amri nardoi. Hilchasa kavasi the Rav Shishas. Then Ardoi says, Allah chavaz Rav Shishas. Rav Ashi amir zakazir the Rav. And the Gemara concludes, Vilchasa kavasi the Rav. We follow Rav, that who gets the Maisi Adayim? She gets the Maisi Adayim. Even though she eats food off of the brothers, Rav Sheshes says the brothers get the Maisi Adayim just like the Almana. But John, as you said before, Rav and Shmuel disagree. And Rav and Shmuel say, yeah, the Almana, her money goes back to, her money goes to the brothers, but the daughters get to keep their own Maisi Adayim. Very good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. New Mishnah. Hamaris is bito v'girsha, irsa v'nis armala, subasa shelo. If a man marries off his daughter, but it was only erusin, they only had stage one of marriage, erusin, and then the husband divorced her. So the halacha is, if the girl only had erusin, she's still in the rishus of the father. If she has nisuin, she's no longer in the rishus of the father. If dad marries her off under 12 and a half, then she remains in his rishus if they only had erusin. But if they had nisuin, that's the yisod of this mishnah. Once she has nisuin, she's out of the father's rishus. Therefore, hamaris is bito. Vigirsha, the husband divorces her. Irsavin is armela. Then he marries her off again, erusin, and the husband dies. Ksubasa shelo. Dad gets the ksuba because she's still in his rishus. He see a vigirsha, he see a vinis armela. However, if he fully married her off and then the husband divorced her, he fully married her off and then the husband died, ksubasa shela, she gets the ksuba. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, harishayna shel av. Even in the case of where, the second case of the Mishnah, he see of a girsha, the dad gets the first ksuba. The Gemara is going to say, why does dad get the first ksuba? Since we're going to see two opinions in the Gemara. Since midrabanan, even an arusa gets ksuba, and therefore really the chi of ksuba started, Rabbi Yehuda says, from the time he married her off in the first place, when she was still in his rishos, already from the time of the erusin, when she was in his rishos. That's one way of saying it. Or the ksuba is written before the nisuin, and therefore at the time the ksuba is written, she wasn't a nisuin yet, she was still in the father's rishos, and therefore the father gets it in the first case. We'll see in the Gemara. Amrulo, the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, what are you talking about? Mishihisiyah, in lavi rishuspa. What do you mean? Once she had nisuin, the father has no longer any rishus. How can you say that the first ksuba he gets, she's already in nisuah at the time of the collection of the ksuba, she's already in nisuah. Rabbi Yehuda is going to say back in the Gemara, yeah, at the time of the collection she was already in nisuah, but at the time the ksuba was written, when the chiyuv really happened, she was only in arusa, she was still in the father's rishus, and therefore the father gets to collect even after the nisuah. Let's see the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Taima dihisiyah v'girsha, hisiyah v'nisamla. So the Gemara points out, it's a little bit strange that the Mishnah decided to change the case in the middle. He see of a girsha, he see of an asarmala. Why didn't the Mishnah just tell you two cases of he see of an asarmala, he see of an asarmala? Why did it change from girishin to nisuin, to almana? Why did it change from a grusha to almana? Time is even girishin asarmala. Avol nisarmala trezimne sulo chazil in sube. The Mishnah, in telling you this halacha, did not want to use a case of where her husband died twice. You know why? Because if her husband died twice, we learned in Yevamos, if her husband died twice, she wouldn't be able to get married again. She'd be a katlanis. Because it's a machlokas. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Right, who is it? Rabbi Shimon Elazar against Rabbi. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that if a woman gets married three times and her husband dies three times, she's no longer allowed to get married anymore because she's muchzekes as a katlanis. Rebbe holds, even if she only gets married two times that her husband died, already she's not allowed to get remarried. So says the Gemara, the reason why the Mishnah wanted to change the case and say she got divorced once and she died this and her husband died the second time is because we wouldn't want to teach you this halacha to establish a case of a katlanis. Says the Gemara, she wouldn't be able to be married anymore. Milsa agav urcha kasas agav urcha kasas mlantana. So by the by, the Tana is teaching us that this is a stam mishnah in support of Rebbe. Ki Rebbe, d'amar betray zimne have chazaka. Now, interesting. Why does the Gemara not mention the possibility of getting divorced two times? Is that also a din of a katlanis, that a woman who gets divorced two times?
We discussed this.
So the question is, so we had a machlokes. Why does a katlanis become a katlanis? Is it mayan goyrim or mazla goyrim? Meaning, was it some physical thing that caused her husband to die? Or was it just she has bad mazel? If it's a physical thing, it wouldn't apply to divorce. But if it's bad mazel, maybe it would apply to divorce too. This woman just, you know, she can't get along with anybody. She just has bad mazel, and maybe that would apply to divorce also. That's a machlokas rishonim. Hold on. That's a machlokas rishonim.
To have in preventing her from getting married.
No, you're right. They can't prevent it, but no Masada Kedushin would officiate at such a wedding. We wouldn't allow such a wedding to go on. But again, so it's a machlokas rishonim. I'm just pointing out, there's a machlokas rishonim whether or not the same halacha would apply by divorce. Is it katlanis twice? And divorce twice without also.
Only if you hold that divorce is the fault of someone.
Exactly. If it's an issue of physical, then it doesn't apply to divorce at all. Correct. Very good. That's what it might depend on. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Huda Omer, Harishona Shel Av. Rabbi Huda says, no. In a case where a girl got divorced and then she got almanad, her husband died, the first ksuba, even if it was nisuin, the first ksuba the father gets. Ask the Gemara, my time is Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Amar Tavayu, Holu Mishas Eris and Zacha Ben Av. We know that midrabanan, even though midoraisa, you only have to pay ksuba mishas nisuin, midrabanan, already mishas erisin is when the chiv ksuba obtains. And therefore, at the time of the erusin, she was in the father's rishus. She was in the father's son. Ho, v'shas erusin zacha ben av. Ask the Gemara, Masiv Rava. Really? I'll ask you a question against that. Rabbi Huda Omer, Harishona shel av. Umode Rabbi Huda. Listen to this case. B'ma'are says b'dok shiktana. A guy marries off his daughter when she's a ktana. However, ubagra, she didn't have nisuin until she was 13. That the father doesn't get the ksuba. Says the Gemara, wait a second, but here too, the ksuba, it was already Mishas Erisin, she was in his Mishas. She doesn't get it. So says the Gemara, you're right. We have to amend Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef slightly. Rabbi Yosef Tavayu, Hol Uvishuso Nichtavin. Not that Mishas Erisin, the father gets it, no. It all depends on when was the ksuba written. And since the ksuba is written right before the marriage, while she's still in his rishus, that's why he gets it. But if she becomes a bogeris when she's nisuin, since the ksuba was not written when he was in his rishus, therefore he doesn't get it. Ask the Gemara, umigvas me'evas gavya. Now, what about nechasim mishubadim? When does the lien, L-I-E-N, when does the lien on the ksuba, which means because if the wife is going to collect the ksuba, let's say the husband now has no property left. But at the time they were married, he had plenty of property. He sold it to other people and lost all the money. So is there a lien? Can she go collect? From when? From when does the lien on the properties happen? Amar Rav Huna, Maneu Masayim Mina Erisin. Rav Huna says, the ikr ksuba of money for an almana or masayim from a besula, that already, the lien obtains already when they're engaged. And any property that he sold after they were engaged, she can go collect from. Vitosefes, but the extra ksuba that he adds in is hanimina nisuin. That's only once they got married. That's the opinion of Rav Huna. For Rav Asi, Amar Echad Zev Echad Zev Min Nisun. Rav Asi says no. Both the Iker Ksuba and the additional Ksuba is only from the time of the Nisuin. Ask the Gemara, Mi Amar Rav Huna Hachi. How could Rav Huna say that the Iker Ksuba is Min Eris and the Tosefis is from the Nisuin? V'ha'idmar, didn't we learn in a statement? Hotzia Alav, Shtei Ksubas. Let's say the husband, the woman produces two Ksubas from her husband. One of them said that the husband owes her 200, and one of them said the husband owes her 300, meaning 200 from the Yikr Ksuba and 100 Tosefes. Am Rav Huna, Basa Ligvos Masayim, Govim Mizman Rishon. If she, Rav Huna, the very same Rav Huna said, if she only wants to collect 200, she collects from the first one. Shloshmeos, Govim Mizman Sheni. And yet if she wants to collect 300, she only can collect from the second time. Vim Isa, if Rav Huna really held, Mona Masayim Mizman Harrison, Tigve Masayim Mizman Rishon, Omea Mizman Sheni. Why can't she collect only 200 from the first one and 100 from the second one? Says Gemara, no. Ul Tamech, Tigve Chameshmeos, Kulam. Masayim is Manrishon plus Meyam is Mansheni. Why can't she collect 500? 200 from the first Suba and 300 from the second one. Elamai, the reason why she doesn't collect 500 is because you assume that the second one that said 300, was only 100, 200 from the Yigg Suba and one of Ella. Chamesh Miros, my time, Elogavia, Kevin Delo Kasav Lot Savisi Vosifis Lot plus Meyam Masayim. He didn't write in the second Suba that the second 300 is in addition to the first 200. What he meant to write is Imizman Rishon Gvias Kavim Masayim. If you're going to use the first Ksuba, you only get 200. Imizman Shreni Gvias Gvias Plus Mea. If you're going to collect from the second time, it's 300. So Hachanami Hanatama Delo Gavia. So to the same thing over here. The reason why we don't collect Midelo Kasavla Osifis La Mea Masayim. From the fact that he didn't write, I'm adding on 100 to 200. Achule Achilta Lishibude Kama. By writing the second document, just being mochel on the first lien, and therefore the same thing over here by Erison. It's going to be the same thing by Rav Huna. Mane umasayim mina Erison, and the Tosefis is mina nisuin. So, by writing the second document, she's being mochel on the shibud of the first document, and therefore, if she comes to collect 300 with the second document, she doesn't even collect the 100 and the 200 for the first document. And this that Rav Huna said, mana umasayim is mina erisin and Tosefis mina suin, and we don't say that she's meichel on the first shibud, is because in the ksuba we write that the extra 100 is extra on the first 200. So if the ksuba expressly stated that the 100 is extra on the first 200, so we don't say that she's being meichel on the first 200. But you can't bring me a raya from the case of the two ksubas, because over there clearly, if you can collect from the second one, she's being meichel on the first one. We will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
There's a second Suba. Do I have a
Have a great day, Rocky. Sorry, Doctor.